From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, April 21st. The Butte County Board of Supervisors will discuss tomorrow whether to approve a partnership with a behavioral health organization. MSPR's Eric Adams says the group would provide psychiatrists for the county's psychiatric health facility.
The department is looking to renew its contract with Traditions Behavioral Health. Traditions currently provides psychiatrists to help the county meet its required number of mental health professionals for the region. Scott Canelli is the director of the department and says the state has what are called network adequacy requirements.
We have to have a certain percentage or number of psychiatrists and therapists or clinical specialists per client or for a certain percentage. So we have to have a certain number of psychiatrists based on the number of people that we are serving or anticipating to serve. And so that the Traditions doctors help meet that requirement.
Canelli says the department's team from Traditions is made up of about 6 to 8 psychiatrists in Butte County. The project would cost nearly $2 million, and the funding for the agreement will come from state and federal Medi-Cal revenue. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And in the aftermath of the 2018 campfire and others that followed, PG&E began an aggressive program to correct deficiencies in its systems. Now it's released its 2026 through 2028 wildfire mitigation plan. The new plan calls for layers of protection designed to interrupt the chain of events that can lead to fire starts. PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno says this latest strategy incorporates a lot of technology, including new kinds of remote sensing devices like grid scopes.
These grid scope devices are mounted on poles, and they're essentially sensors that can detect vibrations, sounds, and light that could indicate anomalies that can lead to ignitions.
He says drones for inspecting transmission lines have also become an essential part of its arsenal, as have early fault detectors that can identify damaged conductors and even vegetation that might contact lines. There have been no large wildfires started by PG&E in the last 2 years. In other news, overdose deaths are down in Butte County for the first time in a few years. The Butte Interagency Narcotics Task Force presented their findings last week for 2024 when 115 overdose-related deaths were recorded. That's a 14% decrease from 2023. The Chico Enterprise Record reports overdose deaths in the county have been slowly rising since 2019, reaching a peak of 134 2 years ago. Methamphetamines and fentanyl were the most common drugs associated with overdose in the county. This data is consistent with the national 10% decrease in overdose deaths from 2023 to 2024. The task force cites the use of naloxone to treat overdoses, drug courts, Prop 36, and improved education as reasons for the decreasing numbers. Also, Butte County leaders will decide tomorrow whether to approve a plan to protect the area from wildfire. The Community Wildfire Protection Plan details wildfire threats and the ways to mitigate them. The county's Fire Safe Council and local fire departments helped develop the plan. NSPR's Eric Adams says Tuesday's decision will be on an update to the plan that has been in place since 2006.
If approved, the updated document would be the first complete rewrite of the plan in about 20 years. This time around, the plan will focus on updated vegetation management, post-fire resources, and homeowner resources. It also uses the most recent wildfire severity zone map data that was released by CAL FIRE earlier this year. The plan does not put anything into law, rather it makes suggestions on how the county can help mitigate fire risks.
Officials say the document has a lifespan of up to 10 years. The plan also needs local approval from city councils in the county, as well as state approval. And finally, the Chico Police Department will soon ticket vehicles that are parked too close to crosswalks. The department is only warning drivers now, but starting July 1st, people will be cited for parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk or 15 feet in areas where there's a curb extension. This is the result of a new daylighting law that's already in effect statewide. City staff are painting red markings on curbs around approximately 55 intersections in Chico to make them more obvious. Drivers can be ticketed regardless of whether a curb is marked. And those were your headlines for Monday, April 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.